happy. Sermon's a bit of an exaggeration when it comes to the evening. I think we settled on, as David reminded us this morning, sermuncle for our thoughts in the evenings. Ezekiel today, a long one. Karen said to me at the beginning, I'm surprised Diana's not able to read this week because she always gets the long readings when she's rostered to read. But Karen very gratefully, gracefully stood in. So Ezekiel was not a popular prophet. That may surprise you. Actually, it's fair to say that despite being recorded for posterity in the Hebrew scriptures, prophets were generally unpopular, at least the ones we have records of. The popular prophets, the ones whose writings don't survive, were the ones who said what people in power wanted to hear. Those whose utterances were reassurances that all will be well, those who did not speak truth to power or call upon people to change their ways. Jesus mentions prophets in Mark chapter 6, verse 4. Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house. No one really wants to hear what a true prophet has to say, because it's likely to be uncomfortable. It's likely to be challenging, painful. And above all, a prophet is challenging the status quo, warning the consequence of carrying on the same behaviors, of ignoring the signs of danger, of neglecting the poor, the needy, and the land. So today's passage from Ezekiel is quite the rant by the prophet, recounting words of God about those who prophesy falsely, those who do give this narrative of all will be well. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have uttered falsehood and prophesied lies, I am against you. And these are some of the lighter bits. I didn't go into the heavier part of the passage. Or this, mortal, the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees is for many years ahead. He prophesies for distant times. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord God, none of my words will be delayed any longer, but that the word that I speak will be fulfilled, says the Lord God. Israel, Ezekiel is speaking out against those false prophets, those who only bring balm, those who do not speak out against what they see, which is contrary to the law of love, the way in which the people, the temple, the king are meant to relate to one another and the land which God has given them. And here I'm going to go slightly sideways for a moment, but there is a link. I will get there. This passage is set for this Sunday, but was set long before it was established by the Anglican, Lutheran, United, Episcopalian, and many other traditions, what we call now the season of creation. And yet it seems so pertinent to this time, so appropriate, and so frighteningly like the situation we find ourselves in at this time of climate emergency. The season of creation celebrates the natural world around us as gift and calls us to recognize it as such, and to take up our role as stewards and carers for the earth. It is a prophetic season. But we, as a society, have been too willing to listen to the voices which have said, the vision that they see is for many years ahead. They prophesy for distant times. When it comes to the damage humanity has inflicted upon our world through extractive industries, fossil fuel use, the disposable society, planned obsolescence, and in the name of convenience and comfort, prophets such as David Suzuki, George Monbiot, and latterly Greta Thunberg, and others have been speaking out and have been standing up for years, telling us that human contributions to climate change are putting us on a dangerous route. And only now, in the wake of extreme weather, wildfires, floods, droughts and hurricanes in these past years, are many of us beginning to wake up and say, we need to do something about this. Though even now I know there are many climate change deniers and many who would put prophets with an F over the earth. Yes, I know that weather is not climate, But scientific consensus is that extremes of weather, as we have seen, are severely exacerbated, if not a direct result, of our rapidly changing climate. We are beginning to realize that ignoring prophets has led us to the very edge of a precipice, and we now have to change course dramatically in order, hopefully, to hold off some of the worst that could happen. We all have a part to play in our own attitudes to consumption and consumerism, in lobbying for real climate action, in acting in any way possible to prevent further extremes for this climate emergency. I do not have the answers, and I wish we had listened to the voices of the prophets before, but there are still many who need to hear that calling, to move from seeing ourselves as being over and above this creation to being a part of the interconnected network that is God's earth. May our ears, eyes, hearts, and minds be opened to the calling of the prophets. Amen.